The Unwritten Rules of Women's Leadership. Step into your power, write your own rules, and succeed in your career. By Helen Appleby. And read by Helen Appleby. For my dad, Andy Appleby, 1942 to 2015, who always told me, girls can do anything boys can do. Introduction. When I was a child, my dad told me that girls could do anything boys could do, and I believed him. He said nothing about how challenging the pursuit of my career was going to be. Often I was the only woman in the room and struggled to be seen and heard appropriately. Studies have shown that men interrupt twice as much as women in business, and when they interrupt, it's more likely to be women that they are interrupting. My dad also never told me how torn I would feel every day between my professional role and my other job as a mum, and how I would feel as though I was leaving work too early and arriving home too late, even though I only worked 10 minutes from home. I guess he didn't know, because he was a man. Even now in 2020, only around 5% of Fortune 100 CEOs are women. There are also more Fortune 1500 CEOs called David than there are women CEOs. It seemed as if all I could do to climb the corporate ladder was work harder. I felt uncomfortable with self-promotion, and I thought that if I just kept my head down and did a good job, I'd get noticed. I put in more effort and delivered even better results, only to find that it didn't work like that. When the major global role that I coveted came along, I was excited until somebody told me the post had already been filled by a man I knew. He was great at talking about his accomplishments, a brilliant golfer, and friends with a lot of the male senior managers, but he was also someone who had been more junior than me, so I knew that he wasn't that good. As I sat in my car in the parking lot after hearing this news, in tears of rage and utter frustration, I realised things were different for women. I pledged there and then to make changes. To succeed, I needed to wake up and learn from the men around me, from the few senior women who had made it to the top, and from the research available, how to claim my rightful place in the corporate world. And I did. I stepped into my power and made the changes that I'm going to outline to you in the following pages. I was offered a role running a global respiratory health business, which included the launch of an allergy medicine that was the company's biggest ever consumer launch. I have now lived and worked in 6 countries, Canada, the UK, Cyprus, Dubai, Malaysia, and the US. I achieved all of this with a family that moved with me, and I learned a lot on the journey. I now teach and coach women on my unwritten rules of women's leadership. My curriculum covers...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?